Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1179. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Bemer Baron Zisul, Lila Nishmas Belima Basra Moshe, and the Refuah Shalema Shendel Esther Bracha Baskittel, the Refuah Shalema Chaim Yosef Ben Sima Peril. Getting back to our Malacha of Shoichet slaughtering. Okay, so we are basically going through some many various different examples which come up in reference to the Malacha of Shoichet slaughtering. In conjunction with insects, which apply a lot, obviously, killing insects, what, when, and where, what is one allowed to do, what is one not allowed to do, and also the many various different shilas that do come up in reference to bleeding, making oneself bleed. I mean, if somebody bleeds, they bleed. That's not the issue. But we're talking about whereby one does an action on Shabbos to make themselves bleed. So I just want to, and that we said is part of the malacha of shoichet, slaughtering also. Even though, albeit we spoke about in the past, one is not, you know, you're not shechting a cow, obviously, but making oneself bleed is part of the malacha and is not allowed to be done. Okay, so I just want to go through some various different examples brought down in the Sefer Lamentes Malachis, interesting, which come up, and it could apply every so often. So he says, first of all, it's brought down on page 893, Sefer Lamentes Malachis on page 893. Number one, one may not deliberately prick their finger or remove a scab. Let's say somebody has a scab. A lot of times people have a scab from a cut or something, a little wound or something that healed up, and they just want to remove the scab. The problem is when you remove the scab, it's most of the time it's going to bleed. So he brings that down. Not deliberately prick their finger or remove a scab that has not fully healed, because in both of these cases, bleeding will quite surely result. Now, a case in time where the scab is, you know, a person knows 100%, it's already falling off, it won't bleed, okay, that could be something else. But in general, but we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about plain and simple, removing a scab, and then in general, it's going to bleed, it's good even a little bit, so one has to be careful not to do that on Shabbos. Now, we spoke about last time, if somebody has a bleeding gum, their gum is bleeding a little sometimes in the winter, especially when their gums bleed a little bit, something along those lines. So one has to be careful not to, you know, sometimes a person is on their lip and they give it a, you know, like a suck or a push and it makes it bleed more. One has to be careful. I mean, we're not talking about a person has to keep their mouth open the whole Shabbos. But one should not deliberately, the point is over here, deliberately putting pressure, you know, with their lip or whatever, or with their finger or something like that. In reference to make it bleed. We're going to talk about when we get into the Malach of Geizes, shearing, with reference to pulling off a little piece of skin from the body, hair, and the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha actually talks about, there's a whole thing over there in reference to sometimes, again, the same thing, somebody has a peeling lip and they want to pull off the skin from their lip, that's a problem and these type of things. But besides the Geizes part, you have over here also the bleeding part. Many times you pull it off, a little piece of dried skin or sometimes even inside or whatever, and a person, you know, starts sucking on it and putting pressure, and that's problem, and that is running, and it makes it bleed, that's running into a problem of shoichet on Shabbos. So one has to be careful not to do that also. It's an action of self-bleed. So I want to read from the Mishnah Berurah, actually, in not in our Siman, it's actually in Siman Shin Chof Ches, which is the Siman which talks about Hilchas Refuah, healing processes on Shabbos, how that works. Of course, we're not getting into that right now at all. That's a very large subject when we get into that. Many, many different shilas come up, obviously, on Shabbos with that. But just to read one quick thing, in Siman Shin Chof Ches, Sif Katan Kuf Mem Zayin, in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaba said, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'osu lahoitzi dam mehamaka, if somebody has a wound, a cut, or whatever, you can't take out the blood, you can't do an action to take up blood. So the Mishnah Berurah explains over there, hula inyan bifnei atzma. It's a separate thing. The hainu da osha osa litchayk biyada. In other words, you're doing an action like this. The hainu sha osa litchayk biyada of al hamaka kedei lahoyt yadam. You can't put pressure on the cut, right? A person has a cut. You can't put pressure on the cut to take out blood. Osha kairach eiz adava al hamaka, or to wrap something on the, in a way, afilu b'davad lesbe mishum tzviya. There's no question, let's say, of coloring or whatever in the case in time. like that, is still usur lahadka kadesh yeitei dam, right? A person, they'll have a certain bandage and they'll tighten it up like this. They could squeeze out the blood. It'll, whatever the case is, they think it gets better like that or whatever. So that you have to be careful not to do, because tightening the bandage, and the blood comes out is problematic. So he says further, the hu choyvel v'havei av machetz, v'havei av malachetz, mamishan av malacha. And it's a chayvel, it falls under the category, it's a tolda of, again, a tolda of shoychet, slaughtering. He brings down some other examples which don't apply too much today, but the bottom line is, if somebody is doing an action, to a part of their body, cut or whatever the case is, chap lips, cut or whatever, they're doing an action, and their intention is to put, you know, to take out more blood, that is asa to do on Shabbos, and it's also asa whereby it'll be a psikration, meaning, like we spoke about quite a number of times already in our malacha of shoychet, somebody, let's say, brushes their teeth. Well, you can't brush your teeth, but in the time and place, let's say, whatever the case is, let's say with the floss we spoke about, brushing teeth, we said you can't do. But let's say the case, the floss, for example, somebody flosses, they know they're gonna, the person flosses and they have, their gums are weak and they have, certain people have certain gum issues and they know they're gonna bleed, then you can't floss the teeth. In a case in time when somebody does an action, though it might be a different action, when I floss my teeth, I'm not taking the floss and making my gum with a pre-cut floss. I'm not doing specifically to make my gum bleed. No, I want to clean my teeth. So what am I doing wrong? But we've spoken about many times that when one does an action that is mutter to do, that one is allowed to do on Shabbos, but thereby an action of Isser will come out of it. In other words, I take the floss, I take a pre-cut floss or whatever, right? And I want to clean my teeth, so I'll floss my teeth. So nothing wrong with that. That's a brushing. You can't brush. There's certain, we went through the very, there's memachek, there's smearing with the toothpaste, there's wet toothbrush, not wetting the toothbrush, but squeezing the toothbrush. Okay, we went through all that. Rav Moshe holds it's a question of muks on the toothbrush, a weekday toothbrush. Okay, but but even on a specific dry toothbrush whereby one is not going to use toothpaste, and Lefi Rav Moshe specified the toothbrush for whatever the case is, if they know they're going to bleed, they can't do that either. And now the question is, so again, they'll take the floss, and they're going to start to floss their teeth. So I'm flossing my teeth. What's wrong? I'm cleaning my teeth. But if a person knows, they're going to be bleeding. So then it's what we call a psik ratio. Automatically, inevitably, they're going to bleed. So they're doing an action that's allowed to be done, but inevitably, an action which is also to be done, which is making oneself bleed, will be coming out. So all these various different cases which we spoke about, which we have been talking about, one has to be extremely careful in reference to the bleeding part, which is shoychet on Shabbos. So just one more quick thing. He brings down to the Sefer Lamites Malachas, again, our page 893. He says, interesting thing. However, wiping the bleeding wound gently is permitted. Let's say somebody's bleeding a little from a cut. So what do I have to do? I have to let it like drip into a cup? I mean, what do I do? So we're not talking about a dangerous thing. We're talking about somebody got a little cut or whatever. So he says, somebody takes a tissue, let's say, right? And wiping the bleeding wound gently, it won't be, what's going on? I want to get rid of the blood. I don't want the blood there. I don't want to make it bleed. I'm not pressing down to make it bleed. I just gently wipe off the blood, right? Let's say with a tissue or whatever the case is. And it's not going to automatically make it more bleed because I'm just gently, I'm barely touching it. I'm just wiping away the blood. So that's what he said, that will be okay. However, wiping the bleeding wound, the bleeding cut gently is permitted as long as one is careful to apply pressure that will cause the bleeding. Because again, to apply the pressure, even though one does it unintentionally and I have no intention to make myself bleed more, so that, but if it becomes a psikration whereby inevitably that pressure that you're putting on will make it bleed more, so that is not allowed to be done. Gently wiping the cut with to take off the blood with a tissue or so on would be okay. A dry tissue in general, like we said, a dry tissue, because otherwise it could be running into a problem of schita or whatever with stop making tissue and papers wet, paper towels wet, these things. Okay, hatzlach and bracha, cult of.